Vitamin D, the so-called sunshine vitamin. It is supposed to fix everything. Tired? Take vitamin D. Sad? Take vitamin D. Want to live a long time? Forever, maybe? Take vitamin D. Social media calls it bottled sunshine. But is it really? Or are we just being sold another capsule of hope? Today on 4Q, we are going to make sense of the madness of vitamin D. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q, Fork University, where we bust a few myths, make sense of the madness, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. You can't scroll TikTok for 5 seconds without someone telling you that vitamin D will fix everything. Boost your immunity, fight depression, stop cancer, grow your hair, fix your mood. Even maybe find your lost car keys. And front and center of this vitamin D circus is one Dr. Eric Berg. Now, Dr. Berg likes to call himself a doctor, but he is not a physician. He's a chiropractor. And thankfully, in California, chiropractors can't legally call themselves physicians. Dr. Berg routinely tells his followers to take massive doses of vitamin D, sometimes 10 to 20,000 international units a day. That is like saying, if one light bulb makes your room bright, why not move into a tanning bed? Dr. Berg gives bad advice and worse science. So let's talk about what vitamin D actually does and why you don't need to swallow half the supplement aisle to stay healthy. So vitamin D isn't just a vitamin. It's also a hormone. It helps your body absorb calcium. It keeps your bones strong, and it does give balance to your immune system. We discovered it a century ago when kids in smoky industrial cities were getting rickets, bones so soft they bent like warm licorice. The kids who played outside didn't get it. Sunlight, not supplements, was the cure. That's why it's called the sunshine vitamin. But for most adults, 600 to 800 international units a day is plenty. Not 10,000, not 20,000. If you see someone recommending that much on the internet, it's not science, it's salesmanship. So what happens when we test this sunshine pill? The VITAL trial was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2019. It followed 25,000 people taking vitamin D or a placebo. Result? No meaningful difference in heart disease, cancer, or overall mortality. Other meta-analyses say the same. If your vitamin D level is normal, more does nothing except make your urine more expensive. Now, some people do benefit. Those who are indoors most of the time, people in darker skin living in the far from the equator, and elderly living in care facilities. But for most of us, step outside before you step into the supplement aisle. Now here's where Dr. Berg goes off the rails. The idea that you cannot get too much vitamin D, because you can. Too much vitamin D raises calcium in your blood. That leads to kidney stones, nausea, confusion, and sometimes heart rhythm issues. In 2023, the Journal of the American Medical Association reported ER visits from people who self-prescribed megadoses of vitamin D. So vitamin D megadoses aren't wellness. It's a side effect with a copay. Remember, more isn't better. More is just more. Now, you can get vitamin D the old-fashioned way by eating real food. Salmon, sardines, eggs, mushrooms, fortified milk, and the best source of all, the sun. 10 to 15 minutes of midday sun on your arms and legs a few times a week is plenty. If you live in Seattle in February or Anchorage in January, fine. Maybe take a supplement, or better yet, eat more salmon. But if you live in Phoenix or LA or Ventura like I do, save your money and go for a walk. The dog needs it anyway, and so do you. Now there's the psychology of the pill, the idea that one vitamin can fix everything. It feels simple. Pop a pill and you're healthy. But that's not how biology works. Health doesn't come from a capsule. It comes from consistency, real food, real movement, good sleep, and sunlight. The supplement industry knows this, but they want to sell you hope in a bottle. And hope is good, but hope without data is how we get snake oil with a nutrition label. Now, vitamin D is essential, but context matters. If you're deficient, take a modest dose and recheck with your doctor. But mega doses promoted by internet gurus are not medicine. Food and sunlight usually do the job just fine. Eat well, go outside, move more. That's the real sunshine therapy, and it doesn't come with an affiliate link. This has been episode 90-something of Fork U, Fork University, and I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist. Fork U is researched and written by me, and all things audio were handled by my friends at Simpler Media. For references, please visit ForkU.com, YourDoctorsOrders.com, or my Substack at DrSimpson.com. And remember, I'm a board-certified physician, but I am not your physician. This podcast is for education and entertainment, not personal medical advice. Always talk with your doctor and a registered dietitian before changing your diet or adding any supplements. And remember, when you go to a doctor and they ask about your medications, be sure to put down not only the medications that were prescribed for you, but any supplements and vitamins you might take. It truly can make a difference. All right, everybody, have a great week. The ebook. Living in Phoenix, you get plenty of vitamin D from all that sunshine, but honestly, I think you might even get more from your ring light.
Dude, if they had UV ring lights, I mean, just imagine back in the 70s and the 60s when people were doing, my God, would we have had TikTok that much faster?